It's the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. Radio now. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. 833-563-2539. Do you share this with your significant other? I know it's going to sound like it's a trust issue, but I don't like sharing stuff like this. I'm talking about like passwords and logins. Do you share that with your significant others? Whether they're your husband or wife, like Alex, you got the Egyptian Liv, you got Jewel Daddy, Pork Chop, you got your boyfriend Chase. Do you guys already share passwords, or is that something you're not comfortable with?
We have each other's phone passwords. I don't know his password, like Instagram and Facebook and stuff.
Would you give that to him, or would you ever ask for that?
No.
Why?
I have his phone password. That's enough, because I can take his phone, and then I can just open what I want.
See, that's what I don't like. Live the web girl.
Yeah, so I have my boyfriend's phone password. That's more for just like convenience if like we're looking up directions or something like that. And yeah. He has mine. But no, I would never, ever do that. One, it's a breach of privacy. And
she's crossing her fingers.
Shut up.
Yeah, no, like, I wouldn't do it, but I did it.
And two, there's nothing interesting going on there.
I like to look. It's for my peace of mind.
Wait, do you actually look?
Once in a while.
See, that's why you don't share that.
Yeah, I mean, like, if I just have his phone in my hand and we're driving and I'm doing the Spotify playlist or, you know, something like that, then I'm looking up.
Oh, I'm just looking up a Taylor song. Don't worry. That's
exactly.
All I'm doing.
You're looking up, like, his Instagram?
Sure, why not?
According to a new survey, just under half of people say they share their passwords with their significant other. 28% of men, 17% of women say after they shared their password, it made them trust their partners more. 16% of people say the passwords helped them catch the other person cheating via social media.
I'm just nosy. That's all.
Yeah, well, here's what could happen. 12% of people say they've broken up because something of what they found when they were logging in, looking around because they shared the code.
Imagine if they wouldn't have been looking. They wouldn't have found it.
And you wouldn't have known. You would have been fine.
No, then you would have been in a lie, living a lie.
I don't know about all that. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. When it comes to actual passwords, are you the kind of person that says, yeah, I like to share them or I don't? So if somebody does not want to share their password, do you think that means they're insecure?
It means they're hiding something.
Yeah, okay, because I don't like sharing stuff. So you think that means I must be hiding something.
Yeah, wait, so do you and Lindsay do this? I want to know that.
We, for the longest time, like we have joint bank accounts now, but I didn't.
What do you mean now?
Well,
this is recent?
No, I well, somewhat. I don't.
Wait a minute. You guys didn't share your bank accounts like leading up to getting married?
No.
Or, like, once you got married, you started sharing.
Eventually, she kind of, like, kept
eventually,
on bringing
how
it up.
Long into marriage
that
did you wait?
That doesn't really matter no, for
no,
this
no,
conversation.
This, no, it does matter to me. Yeah. This is way more interesting to me.
Yeah,
how
so...
How long
into... You guys have been married for how long, and when did you start sharing a bank account?
We've been married now for 3 years, a little over 3 years.
Right, and how long...
Yeah.
Till you started sharing bank account, how long?
833-JOE-ALEX.
No, answer it. How long?
Why does that matter?
Because
we're
it's interesting.
We're just curious. It's an interesting topic.
A few months ago.
What?
Whoa.
This is so much more interesting. I don't understand why you guys weren't doing that as soon as you guys got married.
Dude, some people just don't do it. I swear it's like a thing.
I think it's weird.
Why do you think it's weird?
I think once you become married, you become one in all aspects, and I think you should be sharing that.
I agree with Alex.
Knowing what each other's spending. Finance problems are the number one cause of divorce. You guys don't know what each other's spending. You can't budget together. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me, having separate accounts. Like,
What if somebody takes your money and runs? Then what do you do?
Why would you have enough trust in your relationship that that's not going to happen?
I trust, but things can happen. You never know. Nicole,
why would you think that about your own spouse?
I'm just saying as a general thing.
We know how cheap you are. It's not like you've got much that you can run with.
Yeah, is that why?
Are you kidding me? I have a lot of money. It's because I don't spend it.
Were you the one that was pushing it off on joining them, or was she?
Nicole, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Hey, I think sharing passwords is extremely important. I've been married for 2 years. We have a one-year-old child. Recently, I watched him put his password in. He refused to share it with me for the whole 2 years we've been married. But I got in and found so many text messages, pictures, naked women.
Oh, my gosh.
People sending explicit messages to him every day. Like, it's been going on for at least a year.
So did you have any, like, red flags or signs or suspicions before you checked that he was doing stuff like that?
Only because he would turn his back, like, if he was texting or on his phone. But he would always be at home. He's always, you know, when his phone would ring, he would always answer it. So other than the turning the back and texting, that gave it away, basically.
Sneaky.
Yeah, that's just dumb right there. Like, I would have changed the name to, like, Mike or something, a buddy's name, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Nicole, for calling into the Joe and Alex
show. Yeah, I'm sorry that happened.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Michelle. Michelle, you're on the show. What's up?
I actually don't even have a passcode on my phone, so if I leave it, like, at a bar or whatever, anybody could get my stuff. But I also do not have my bank account information or any of that on my phone. So if people want to see my Instagram, Facebook, whatever, then I guess I'm screwed as far as that goes.
See, I feel like if something happened, God forbid, to your significant other, you don't know their password, they might have information, you know, having to do with your all's, you know,
well,
like things well, that you
put
share.
Their,
like
put
you
the
need.
Phone up to their face or, like, do the thumbprint
well,
thing.
Well, no, but also, though, I'm not married, but, I mean, I'm divorced, but I had a fiancé of 6 years, and we've shared a bank account for years, like, into a year into the relationship, but I also have my own account. But with that being said, like, if something happened to me, he has power of attorney, and so he has all the information in a document and spreadsheet. So that's been notarized and signed by myself and him. So I'm not too worried about passcodes and stuff like that.
Do you think it's weird that Joe waited that long into his marriage to finally agree to have a joint bank account?
No, not necessarily, because I think, like, people like to have their own money. They like to do what they wish with it. I don't think that's odd or anything.
Michelle, I wanted to make
due time.
I wanted to make sure my wife loved me for me and not all the money that would be in my bank account. You
right,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sounds like this is a control thing, Joe, which makes a lot of sense for you.
What do you mean control thing?
Yeah, so
thing?
Like, what was your reasoning? So here's what I want to know. Was Lindsay cool with not sharing a bank account and, like, cool with keeping it separate? She didn't question it. Or was she really asking you, like, why is this a thing? And then what
she
was your
asking.
Answer? Okay, so then what was your answer to her when she would ask?
I just told her, it's like, just tell me how much money you need.
Didn't you guys discuss this before you guys got married?
Is she a spender or something?
No, Lindsay's not. I mean, I'm a cheap wad, so I think everything she buys isn't necessary. But no, she doesn't blow our money, no.
So, but you guys didn't discuss this before you got married?
I think we did.
Did you guys do premarital counseling?
Yeah, we had to do something with the minister guy that was going to marry us.
And so did you guys talk about in premarital counseling combining your bank accounts?
I don't, maybe. Like, I don't 100% remember.
This is so interesting to me.
Oh, we can revisit this one day.